Greetings. Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, here on Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024, 2 weeks before the election. And about 2.5 years ago, almost three now, I have presented in February 2022, Russia and China, a strategic partnership, and I'm going to go back to that, discuss it, because finally, after 2.5 years, almost 3 years, finally, the mainstream news is beginning to report what they did not want the people of this country to understand and know about: an agreement, a declaration by Russia and China of war against the United States of America, declared yet undeclared. This was out of Reuters, February 4th, 2022, in the afternoon. China and Russia, on the opening day of the Winter Olympics, declared a no-limits partnership, backing each other over standoffs on Ukraine and Taiwan, with the promise to collaborate more with the West. President Xi Jinping hosted President Vladimir Putin on Friday as the two nations said their relationship was superior to any Cold War era alliance. They would work together on space, climate change, artificial intelligence, and control of the internet. The internet had gone to a new level, to a new atmosphere, when social media 10 years ago became all of the social media networks were able to communicate. And since then, there's been a desire to control in the United States everything that happens on the internet, to quash free speech and truth. Going on with the article. Again, this is out of Reuters, Reuters News, February 4th, 2022. And the name of the article: China-Russia partner up against West at Olympics summit. Beijing supported Russia's demand that Ukraine should not be admitted into NATO. As the Kremlin amassed 100,000 troops, that was back then, 2.5 years ago, near its neighbor, while Moscow opposed any form of independence for Taiwan as the global powers jostle over their spheres of influence. Friendship between the two states has no limits. There are no forbidden areas of cooperation, the two countries stated in a joint statement. Henry Kissinger and Brzezinski, Brzezinski, had warned that the United States, the administrations, should at all costs make sure that Germany and Russia would not have close ties, and what would be foreboding would be Russia and China, not allowed ever. Kissinger warned, do not allow these two powers to join. They were forced. They've been forced by empire, America. So they, on the Beijing, on Friday at Beijing, they signed agreements. The timing of the announcement in the article was highly symbolic, that the United States has subjected to a diplomatic boycott. The United States was put on notice that there is now a war between the two superpowers, and that America's world hegemony is now under attack. The agreement marked the most detailed and assertive statement of Russia and Chinese resolve to work together to build a new international order based on their new on their view of human rights and democracy. A new international order based on the view of human rights and democracy. Putin used the occasion to trumpet a new gas deal with China worth an estimated $117.5 billion, promising to ramp up Russia's Far East exports. The United States replied, saying Xi should have used the meeting to push for lowering the tensions of Ukraine. Excuse me. Sorry, I had to clear my throat and read something here. The United States hit back saying that Xi should have been using the meeting to push for lowering of tensions in Ukraine. Such an approach is what the world... I'll be back in just a few minutes. So I'm going to continue. This is very important, especially 2.5 years later. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
face the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
We are going on a journey which the world has never gone before. We've never gone this direction before. Excuse me. And this trip is going to be a bold journey. It's called the Final Wars Before Christ Returns. The major powers of the world, militarily, economically, politically, via technology. America continuing to push world hegemony, world dominance. Two nations, Russia, China, fed up in a position where individually they have no way to even consider challenging America's world dominance. No way. Impossible. But jointly, it's a different story. And the method that they're going to use is not going to be ballistic missiles, not weapons of weather warfare. It's going to be money, dollars. Today, in Russia, they finished the first day of the BRICS 2024 gathering. This is why this is so important. Yes, we have a presidential race that everybody's covering. Yes, there is a war in the Middle East. It's going to increase. The tensions are going to escalate. That's important. Yes, there is a border crisis. That is definitely important. The economy is tanking. It's a disaster. But America has been challenged. America's world dominance has been openly challenged 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, February 4th, 2022, by Russia and China. At the opening of the Beijing Olympics. The world doesn't know about this. Well, the world does. The leaders of the nations are fully aware of it. From the greatest to the least. But we in America, the American people, don't have a clue. Clueless, as always. All of the European leaders of Europe, Western Europe, Central, Eastern Europe, the Middle East, Africa, I include all of them, from the greatest to the least of these countries. Every single administration, every single governor or president or prime minister, they know what I'm presenting today. They know about it. They know that China and Russia, in an open declaration of war against American world dominance, took place February 4th, 2022. And I have an article I'm going to read in a while. I'm going to continue to lay the foundation. CNN, yesterday, October 21st, 2024, finally admits that Russia and China have openly threatened America's world hegemony, the dominance, the right to rule every nation on the world, the oceans, outer space, infospace, technospace, everything under the surface of the sea, every landmass, every male, woman, and every male, woman, female, and child, all the creatures of the earth, the ecosystems of the earth, American world hegemony / dominance / overlords of the new world order, a satanic order from Gehenna. Well, this article, Simone McCarthy, CNN, I'm going to begin with just one paragraph. Nearly 3 years after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, it was not an invasion. Russia had to cease or halt America's CIA operation to expand placing missiles to the desire of the United States to place missiles in eastern Ukraine, right on the Russian border, in Russian territory, really. It saw Moscow condemned by countries globally. Leader Vladimir Putin is staging a summit, which occurred today, with more than a dozen world leaders, in a pointed signal from the autocrat that, far from being alone, an emerging coalition of countries stands behind him. Standing behind him, yes, so that they can trade together, but also they are standing united against America's world hegemony. This is why the United States has also now passed the new conscription laws for American youth, 19 to 26, females included, LGBT included, rainbow liberals included. Conscription 2025. Why? Because America is making it known to these BRICS and company nations that we will not allow them to distance themselves, separate themselves from, to break the shackles off of America's control, militarily, economically, politically, in any way. We're at the end of the world. We're at the end of Satan's rule of the world. We're in the years before Christ returns, 8 years away. And the Matthew 24, Christ said there would be these wars, these conflicts. The global war, which there will be a global war, will be between two major economic plans. The unipolar West wanting to control the multipolar nations of the world, which include the all of Asia, Africa, South America, the global South, the global East, Central, from about and from the Mideast to the East, not so much Western Europe, but all the other nations. the nations in Central Europe and Western Europe will eventually, are already beginning to make the decision to cut off dollar trade with the United States. This is exactly what Christ said would happen. Yes, you're going to have Israel fighting the neighbors and the enemies within. America in Ukraine funding, weaponizing NATO nations to fight Russia. Yes, the United States in the Far East assisting South Korea, Japan, some of the Asian sisters. But still, these nations realize there's no hope for their future being under the umbrella of an economic system created by, the concept and the way it was implemented and developed with Henry Kissinger and Klaus Schwab on behalf of the Rockefeller family in America. These nations don't want to be underneath that umbrella because this is the coming Antichrist system, cashless, merciless, dominant, again, not only dominating worldwide, but dominating within the nation itself. Total control, just like exactly like we know more about what happened in Germany than we do what really happened in Russia. The Germans couldn't hide it. After England and Russia and the United States went into Germany at the end of World War II, 44, 45, went into their caves, their bunkers, their tunnels, their buildings, gathered all the information, taking vast amounts of info back to these nations, England, Russia, the United States, France was able to take a little. And what do? They archive it. For what purposes? It was a masterful plan. And these nations want to know, how did Hitler do it? Governments never get Alzheimer's. They don't get sundowners. Governments don't get dementia. Everything is documented. Every battle that's ever been fought, documented. The battle in Israel right now, America, and all these countries documenting everything. How is Israel able to, what a strategic plan, what a brilliant plan, put explosives in these pagers? Unbelievable. Nobody's ever heard of that. This is the wisdom that God gives his chosen people because they must survive. The wisdom to go into these tunnels and hunt down these terrorists. And they were sending in this little four-wheeled robot. But the problem is that little robot would get stuck. So what did they do? They invented a long worm, and this worm crawls just like a snake with cameras, and doesn't matter if it's through mud, water, debris, this little snake, it's about an 8-10 foot snake, just travels through the tunnels. What brilliance. America's never heard of such a thing, neither has Russia or China, but God has given his holy people that wisdom because they are his elect. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Attention seniors, do you get confused with all those Medicare ads on TV? You don't have to call an 800 number to get your Medicare questions answered. Hi, I'm Medicare Dan, your local Medicare specialist. My job is to help people just like you when it comes to anything Medicare. Call me today, 970-612-8717, and check out my webpage at danthemedicareman.com. That's danthemedicareman.com.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hey folks, the Rev here. The P.E. Sportsman and Survival Show is coming to Island Grove Park in Greeley November 9th and 10th. You'll see hundreds of vendors featuring survival accessories, guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much, much more. With free seminars included with admission both days, discover what thousands have learned. PE Shows is where it's at. Visit PEShows.com for more details. See you at the show.
I wanted to mention, in this political race, we have two weeks before the election. You have here the State Board of Education, District 8. In this area, you have this Democrat Rhonda Solis and Yasmin Navarro, Republican, District 8. Long-term abortion, Yasmin opposes, Solis supports. Government funding for Planned Parenthood, Solis. No response, meaning she does support it. In my view, Yasmin Navarro opposes it. Government assisting for illegal immigrants, no response from Solis. Navarro opposes. School choice, Solis opposes. Navarro supports. Second Amendment rights, no response from Solis. Yasmin Navarro supports it. Domestic oil and gas production, no response from Solis. Support from Navarro. Higher taxes and fees, No response. Why? Because she supports it. And Navarro opposes it. Voter ID laws, no response from Navarro. Just no response. Navarro supports it. Parental control in education and health care, supported by Navarro. No response from Solis. So if you want to vote in these District 8, you know who has no response because she's unresponsive. Maybe she's a drone, a robot. Navarro isn't. Navarro is a real thing. So anyhow. And Russia and China, this is the real thing. Never, ever, since America's, well, I need to be careful how I phrase this. Yeah, there have been nations that have gone to war with us, Japan and Germany. We went to war with them. And it's dangerous to go to war against the United States. But it's fatal to be a friend of the United States. Quote Henry Kissinger. I like that quote. I'm not a Kissinger fan, but he was pretty brilliant. Russia and China, it took America pushing, being pushy. And the old Obama plan with, what was her name, the old witch that put this together during the Obama administration in Ukraine. I can see her face, can't think of her name. What was her name? I'll think of it. They pushed, and then they decided to begin the possibility of bringing Ukraine into NATO. That was the final straw. Played right into Putin's hand. And with Putin being forced to move into Ukraine to combat America's CIA, America's military, the coup, the plan, the war against Russia, this was planned by the United States. And Russia responded. At the same time, immediately, Klaus Schwab unfriended Russia from the World Economic Forum. They almost had Russia and China in the forum, but because of the aggressive nature of empire and NATO nations, Russia moved troops in to do many things. It wasn't just to stop CIA from continuing to support the Nazis in Ukraine. That's a big part of it. But also Russia wanted to begin to expose the agenda of the United States with the COVID-19 lie and all of the bio labs hidden in Ukraine. That was another part. Klaus Schwab unfriends Russia from the World Economic Forum. Russia responds gladly. Russia now has put together their own economic system, their own digital trade, their own tokens for trade amongst these 5+ nations, 10 and soon to be more. This is what Vladimir Putin wanted, because he was unfriended and he put together a brilliant plan, and that's what's happening today. And all of a sudden yesterday, Simone McCarthy at CNN, she addresses finally after almost 3 years the matter of what happened in China and Russia, with Russia and China at the Beijing Olympics. And what is she addressing? The BRICS summit. Why? Because these globalists at CNN MSNBC, CBS, ABC, NBC, all of them. This is the threat to their control of media in this country, and it's coming down. It's ending. And now they're being forced to, like Christ said, nothing will be hidden. I'm going to go back to this article concerning what happened in 2022. Let's see. And Moscow denied it was planning an invasion of Ukraine. It wasn't. Russia doesn't want to invade Ukraine. There's too much NATO support, too much support from empire. Russia just wants to take out the threat. The threat, Zelensky. The threat, the Nazis. The holdovers from World War II. The generations. The Nazi religion. The Nazi religion now is attacking the Ukraine Orthodox Church. Just wounded one of the priests. I'll be back.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. americasfreedomnetwork.com.
Tune in for the Dan Bongino Radio Show Monday through Friday, 12 noon at 3 p.m. exclusively here on AM 1360, Northern Colorado's Best Talk. Monday through Friday from noon to 3 right here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies.
Vote no on Amendment 79. This radical and extreme bill will ban parental notice for minors getting an abortion. It will allow abortions up to 9 months of pregnancy on healthy mothers and healthy babies. And it will repeal the constitutional ban Coloradoans voted for and force taxpayers to pay for abortions. Colorado is the number one destination for abortions, and you will be footing the bill. Go to righttoknowcolorado.com. That's righttoknowcolorado.com.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer.
So why is this so important? Because through the Klaus Schwab New World Economic Forum economic system, the whole world would have been brought into a system, a cashless society where no one could buy and sell without a mark, a number, or worshiping an image. So, in the parable that Christ gave in Matthew 25, verse 31, in this parable, it's very simple. He said that when he returns, he's going to gather sheep and goats. And the sheep they don't know who he is. They don't know who Christ is. But here's, I'm going to read you the verses. Matthew 25:31. The Son of Man is going to come again with divine greatness. His angels will come with him. He's going to sit as king on his great and glorious throne. The people of the world will be gathered before him. He's going to separate everyone into two groups, like a shepherd separating the sheep from the goats. And this is talking about people who are unbelievers. He will put the sheep on his right hand, the goats on his left. Then the king is going to say to the godly people on the right, they're considered to be godly, come, my father has great blessings for you. The kingdom he promised is now yours. It has been prepared for you since the world was made. It is yours because when I was hungry, you gave me food to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I had no place to stay, you welcomed me into your home. When I was without clothes, you gave me something to wear. When I was sick, you cared for me. When I was in prison, you came to visit me. Then the godly people will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or give you food? When did we see you thirsty or give you something to drink? When did we see you with no place to stay and welcome you into our home? When did we see you without clothes and give you something to wear? When did we see you sick or in prison and care for you? These people don't know who he is. They never met him. They don't know who is Jesus. Who is who? When did we help him? And the king will answer, the truth is, anything you did for any of my people here, you did for me. Quite a concept. Then the king says to the evil people on his left, the goats, get away from me. God has already decided that you will be punished. Go into fire that burns forever. The fire that was prepared for the devil and his angels. You must go away, because when I was hungry, you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me nothing to drink. When I had no place to stay, you did not welcome me into your home. When I was without clothes, you gave me nothing to wear. When I was sick and in prison, you did not care for me. Then the people will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty? When did we see you without a place to stay? Or when did we see you without clothes or sick in prison or in prison? When did we see any of this and not help you? The king will answer, the truth is, anything you refuse to do for any of my people here, you refuse to do for me. These evil people will go away and be punished forever, but the godly people will go and enjoy eternal life. Now, he calls them godly, but they say that he didn't know who they were. They say, Lord, we didn't know you. We didn't know we were helping you. We don't know you exist. Who are you? We've heard the name Jesus, but we don't know who Jesus is. But we helped you? And he says, yes, you helped me when you took care of these people. You see, my point is, there's going to be a system in the world where you're going to be able to travel. You're going to be able to visit people in prison, in the hospital. You're going to be able to buy them clothing, feed them, give them, they're going to be access to water and food and clothing and travel. They're going to have resources to buy. They're going to have the money, the way in which to, and freedom. This is going to be the opposite in the kingdom of the Antichrist in America and the unipolar West to a great degree. So you see, there will be two economic systems in the world. It's in the Bible. It's right here in Matthew 25, verse 31, and to the end of the chapter. For the Christians that don't know, for the people that don't know, Vladimir Putin, you may hate him, but you better, the world is going to thank him because he is working with these other nations, which CNN is talking about, this lady, McCarthy, she's talking about Simone, she's talking about the BRICS get together. This is unbelievable. It is biblical. It is in the Bible. There must be a separate system to the Antichrist system where you can't buy and sell. You can't travel. You can't buy food. You can't buy water. You can't buy clothing. You're not going to visit anybody. You're going to be restricted in travel. You're going to be restricted in what you say. That's in the unipolar West. In the world of empire, then you're going to have these other nations of the world in a completely separate economic system, free from the regulations and rule of Revelation chapter 13. You can't buy, you can't sell. Yes, it will be digital. Yes, it may be cashless. But still, you can travel. You can visit. There's freedom. You have the ability to have a vehicle. It won't be carbon restricted. These other nations are not going to be restricted by the environmental carbon credit laws. That's a great, unbelievable thought. That's a great reality. There's no carbon credit restrictions in this other economic world. I'm going to have to come back and finish. I'm glad you're staying with me. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Weekdays 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program podcast on 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. The first hour of the programs are on the podcast site on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. For both hours, go to 1360khnc.com. In the studio here, we have the radio. Studio A is the radio station KHNC, Johnstown, Colorado. We also have internet radio, Studio B, which is AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. So we broadcast from the same facility, but internet radio and then AM radio over the airwaves. Then in the evenings over the airwaves, 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado, KHNC Studios. So this is why what happened on February 4th, 2022, the Beijing Olympics with Russia and China is so important. It was a declaration of war against the United States of America, against American world dominance. It was a declaration that America's world dominance was now over. It was no longer going to dominate the nations of the world. Putin had been working since 2006 when the concept of a group of nations working together economically in protest to America's economic and the West's economic hold internationally on the nations. 2016 with the BRICS nations beginning to gather. And here, this year, they're having the major assembly once again, the gathering in Russia. Today was the first day of a three-day get-together. And this is why the girl This is why this young girl at CNN finally is addressing it, because it's major. It's major. This is a threat to America's national security. This is the threat to the European, Atlantic and European. Oh, what's the name of it? It's a threat to the Five Eyes nations. It's a major threat. And finally, they're starting to address it. War has been declared on America over two and a half years ago. American people didn't know it. I'm going to return to present truth. I'll be back for hour two in just a few minutes.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually